It's been more than a year since the death of 20-year-old Raheel Siddiqui focused a spotlight on charges of hazing in the Marines. Siddiqui was at boot camp at Parris Island, South Carolina, for just 11 days when he leapt three stories to his death, according to those there. An autopsy ruled the death a suicide, but there were questions and allegations. Siddiqui, a Muslim, was reportedly called a terrorist by his drill instructors, subjected to severe violence. At times, he said he wanted to kill himself. The military said he was at low risk of harm. But the Marines also investigated his death for over a year, launched two additional investigations into systematic hazing. 20 Marines have been relieved of duty and face punishment. That includes Battalion Commander Lieutenant Colonel Joshua Kassoun, who will face court-martial for failure to obey a lawful general order. He's accused of failing to remove a senior drill instructor who was implicated in recruit abuse. Raheel Siddiqui's family has given few interviews, but they join us today. They say they have something to say. Masood Siddiqui, his father, is here. Welcome. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you. Yourself?
I'm just fine. Ghazala, his mom. Hi, Ghazala.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Sidra Siddiqui is Raheel's sister. Hi, Sidra.
Hi.
And the family's lawyer, Shiraz Khan, joins them as well. Hi, Shiraz.
Thank you for having us.
So the whole Siddiqui family is here with their lawyer. And we know that you all want to say something about where we are in time and your son's, your brother's death. So, Ghazala, let's start with you. What would you want people to know?
I want to know everybody to know my son is a very good son. He was a very good son, very respectful, very responsible.
He was an incredible student, wasn't he? He was very bright.
Yeah, yes. He very intelligent, smart student, valedictorian student, top 10. And he never killed by himself.
He would never have killed himself, is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes. Yeah. He was mentally and physically ready to go. There is no reason for him.
Masood, Raheel's dad?
I want to say that Raheel, before go to the Marines, Raheel prepared very sincerely. He understand everything, what need to be done, you know, get into the suicide or something.
Yeah.
I don't believe that because I am 100% sure he was very strong, very intelligent. He prepared something wrong happened over there.
Sidra, it's sounding from having spoken with all of you that your family doesn't believe that this was suicide. Your family believes something else happened. Now, we know from accounts, and they are terrible, and I hope you don't mind if I repeat some of them, that Raheel could barely speak this day. His platoon mates said that this was torture, what was happening to them, beyond the, we know, very tough Marine training, that he couldn't speak, that actually blood had come out of his throat, that he was on the floor clutching his throat when a drill instructor slapped him a couple of times. A platoon mate said it was so hard it echoed across the squad bay.
Yes.
And then your brother got up and started dead sprinting. The platoon mates thought he was running away from the abuse, but it dawned on him that your brother was going to jump, and he did. Three stories. These are witnesses who said he ran and jumped. Are you saying that you don't think it was suicide, that you think it was just a crazed attempt to get away from the abuse? Or what?
We know it wasn't suicide. My brother, it wasn't in his character to do something like that. While my brother was being recruited by the Marines, they made him believe that he had a golden chance to do anything that he wanted to prosper in life. Like, he went to college to be an engineer, but when the Marines came, they made him believe that, you know, they gave him this golden chance. And everything that we were told, what they did to him, and I think it was really wrong. And he was a very strong person, very determined. I know that he didn't kill himself.
But he did say he was suicidal a couple of times. He went
well,
through
he said
process.
That because he knew that if you say that, they let you go back home.
And also
he wasn't actually going to do it.
He also recanted it and went back. You know, he said, OK, I can handle this, and went back. I want to bring in your family's lawyer, Shiraz Khan. What is it that you want people to know that you feel isn't being told?
Many things. One, I want to start with, Raheel wasn't weak. He was not a quitter. He was not unprepared for this. He wasn't a liar. He was an American who happened to be a Muslim. And Raheel was a target before he even left Michigan.
Well, this gets to the heart of one of the biggest questions around this. Do you think that he was singled out, as we're hearing other recruits were singled out, for special horrendous treatment because he was Muslim?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All the accounts, all the facts, everything that's come out clearly show that there was a bias against Muslims there. And that creates a problem because this is not a Muslim issue. This is an American issue. This was an American who died on American soil.
I want to ask Dad, Masood.
Yes.
How horrific, according to reports, when your son's body was returned, you and the family thought what? I mean, because of the bruises on his body.
When I see the body, it has too much torture. Something happened. That's what it looks like.
Whole body is damaged. Whole body damage.
Yeah.
Because according to the body, when I see, he not jump like by himself and have this kind of damage to the body.
The injuries are inconsistent with the fall. Mm-hmm. There's injury to the body, both internal and external, for which they have no explanation.
Well, it sounds like Sidra, the sister of Raheel, it sounds like you think he was killed.
He was killed. I know he didn't commit suicide, and I want those people to pay for it. The main people who are the reason of my brother not being here, I believe they should pay with their life, and everyone else that was involved, they should be charged and go to jail.
Not just for behavior on becoming to an officer. I'm thinking of some of the other charges that are against the commanding officers.
They're insufficient. The charges are insufficient at best. Realistically, there is more than enough evidence here to bring assault, at the very least, as a charge. That's in the USMC report, and that's backed up by the evidence on the body. That's backed up by the statements.
Yeah.
But it's very clear to us now that that's not the direction they want this to go.
Well, and you would say what, Shiraz Khan, the lawyer, to those who might say, look, people have died in Marine training. It's really tough. You're mm-hmm. saying, no, this isn't that. This is what, pushing somebody too far, being too abusive, targeting them?
What I'm saying is that suicide is not the only way that people die in the military. The evidence, the facts, the statements, the report, the findings all lead to and all clearly show that all of that led to his death.
Meantime, Ghazala, mom of Raheel Siddiqui, do I understand you keep his room with all of his accomplishments, a terrific student, really an aspiring engineer, and his pressed uniform? You keep that?
I have all certificate and uniform, everything, and badge, everything I have.
I wonder, some would say, after your experience, what you think happened in the military and what most accounts say, at the very least, Raheel was targeted for being Muslim and he was abused. I'm surprised you want that uniform there.
We want that uniform there because that's what my brother wanted to do. Like I said before, he wanted that title and he wanted to serve this country. He wanted to be a Marine.
But now I realize maybe my son do big mistake. Why he trust the people? Why they go over there? Now I realize because I lose everything now. Only my son, only one son. What can I do now? He mm-hmm. trust. I trust this country. This why I send, I give permission. I told go before my son, don't go, son. He said, don't worry, mom. The people only give training, 3 month training, I come back. Now I'm thinking he do mistake, big mistake.
It's a terrible, terrible question. But I know there are people thinking it. That this is, as sad as this is, these are the Marines. And, you know, not everybody is cut out for the Marines. And you know, my dad was a Marine, and it crushed him. So what do you say to the people who say he should have stuck with schooling and engineering? He wasn't cut out for the Marines.
I don't care what people say, and I don't care what people think. I want justice for my family and for my brother. That's what I want.
We've sent out our questions, our requests for evidence. We've sent all that out to the Marines, to the coroner, to the pathologist. The problem here is that at this time, the Marine Corps has only given to us 20 out of about 240, you know, pieces of evidence. I mean, evidence that that they say supports their claim, they're holding on to it. And see, that creates a problem, because if you want to make a claim, you better have the evidence to back it up.
That's the family of Raheel Siddiqui, Masood, his dad Ghazala, his mom Sidra, his sister, along with the family's lawyer Shiraz Khan. I want to thank you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, we reached out to the Marines. They said they're standing by the results of the official autopsy result of suicide from the South Carolina coroner, and the Marine Corps condolences continue to be with the family during this difficult time. The family's lawyer, Shiraz Khan, says they are considering legal action.